Well, right now we're busting at the seams.
The future of the Haynes Clinic and honoring the musical talents of area students. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more coming up. The Haynes Health Clinic is getting bigger. The local branch of the Southeast Regional Health Consortium, known as SEARCH, received a $1.3 million grant to expand and renovate next year, adding 700 square feet to the downtown building.
We're looking forward to it. I think it will help relieve some of the space pressure that we have.
Medical Director Russ Bowman believes it's a much-needed expansion.
Well, right now we're busting at the seams. We don't have room for some really crucial services we'd like to have in-house with us. And mental health is across town. We'd love to be able to have somebody in-house for that.
The grant will allow for construction of a 700-square-foot addition to the clinic that'll provide more room for offices. It also covers renovation of almost 1,000 square feet of the existing space. Haynes One Health Center provides medical, dental, physical therapy, emergency, and extended stay care services in the clinic, with behavioral health and health promotion services in another building on Beach Road. The construction will make it so that SEARCH services can be under one roof, and so that some services can expand and improve. Dr. Bowman explains.
We are now a certified Frontier Extended Stay Clinic, which is a Centers for Medicare and Medicaid designation, which means we can keep folks up to 72 hours in a hospital-like setting if we think we can, fix them and let them go home.
That designation requires the clinic to build a special extended stay facility that Dr. Bowman describes as similar to a hospital room.
This $1.5 million grant from the TARP program will help us do that remodeling. We're also looking at moving x-rays so we can actually get the gurney, the emergency department bed, in there so we can do x-rays. Right now, it's a real squeeze.
SEARCH took over management of the clinic from Lynn Canal Medical more than 10 years ago. The x-ray room hasn't seen major changes since 30 years before that. A remodel almost a decade ago brought some upgrades, but right now, there isn't enough workspace for all the staff members who need it.
For a town this size, I still am very surprised. I've been here over 3 years now, and I am very surprised at how busy this place is for the size of the town. For a town this size down south, you would have one or two family physicians, and that'd be it. And the SEARCH clinic staffs for call, which means there's always one of us on call. So that's why there's so many of us here, is that you can't keep a person on call indefinitely. You'll burn them out, and they'll go elsewhere. So with what we're staffed for, it's a doable call schedule.
For patients, services will not be interrupted during the construction, which is slated to begin in 6 months to a year from now. It'll also not mean any personnel changes within the near future.
I think the getting people from the treatment room to the x-ray room will be fixed. Keeping people longer than 4 hours or so, they'll have a more comfortable place to stay rather than in the treatment room beds, which are not the most comfortable things in the world. They'll have a little more privacy. The example would be somebody with a pneumonia that maybe needs IV hydration and IV antibiotics for a couple of days. That's the kind of patient that we were looking at that we could probably handle here, not have to send them to Juneau. Obviously, if the provider feels uncomfortable keeping them, they would be medevaced, but this would allow us to do this and provide some comfort for the patient and some privacy for them, too.
Christina Mulready is the new music teacher at our school here in Haynes. Mulready was born and raised in Juneau. She moved to Fairbanks to go to school and is now back in Southeast Alaska to teach music to the kids in Haynes. Mulready says that she remembers hearing the Haynes Band when she was attending high school in Juneau.
I remember the Haynes Band from when I was in high school. I would go and listen to the other bands play, and even though theirs wasn't nearly as large as ours, they were always a really, really nice-sounding group.
Mulready has wanted to come back to Southeast Alaska for some time, so when the job opened up at the school, she hopped on board.
And I just really wanted to get back to Southeast Alaska, and this position opened up, and so I jumped on it.
Welcome to our finale concert of our Region 5 Honor Music Festival. The students that are participating are all over from Southeast Alaska. They come from Metlakatla, Ketchikan, Pulau, Grave, Rangel, Petersburg, Puna, Juneau.
Christina Mulready has just returned from an Honor Music Festival in Wrangell.
This is Honor Music Fest. The kids had to all audition, make an audition tape, and I saw it as a way for me to get to know the students and where they were ability-wise, so I made every single student make a tape. They all had to go through the audition process. They had to play all the requirements for those auditions, so I could see where they were at, skill-wise.
Two students from the Haynes School Band made it into the Honor Band, and four students from choir made it into the Honor Choir. While the six students were in Wrangell, they were playing and singing around 6 hours a day, says Mulready, and were working very hard.
And it was a really great trip. The kids sounded fantastic in the final performance, and they all felt all the hard work was worth it. They were playing about 6 hours a day, those 3 days they were there.
Oh,
so it's a lot of playing.
Mulready is now getting ready for the next musical adventure, which is a statewide musical event.
We also had students audition. It was a separate audition process for Allstate, which is all the best kids then in the entire state of Alaska. And we had two students make it to that, and that was Carissa Land and Hannah Wing, both vocalists. And they will be leaving here in a couple weeks with me to go up to the Allstate Honor Music Festival.
There will be a concert coming up in December to look forward to. Mulready is very excited to be here and has expressed her admiration for the young talent in Haynes.
Since I've been here, I mean, I knew I was going to love this job, and I just love it. Seems like more and more every day. The kids are awesome. I'm living finally where I want to really be, and I'm just really, really enjoying it. There's a lot of talent in this school. It's amazing.
Cargo ships carry most of the goods imported into the United States from overseas. They're a common sight in ocean waters and major West Coast port cities. But few people know what life is like on board. Journalist Roanne Rideout pays close attention to the vessels as producer of a maritime program called The Ship Report in Astoria, Oregon. She recently had the chance to spend 10 days on a cargo ship and found life on board quite unusual. Here's her report.
The CSL Acadian is her name, and she's unloading gypsum at Rainier, Oregon, on the Columbia River. Walking up the long gangplank to the deck, I step carefully over the massive dock lines that hold this huge ship in port. Around me, everything is solid metal, painted a deep rust red. A burly young Ukrainian sailor picks up my 50-pound suitcase like it was a feather. He leads me up a flight of stairs to my Spartan cabin. A cargo carrier like the Acadian is not a cruise ship. I knew that going in. But the first night in my cabin is an eye-opener.
The other thing that I notice is that the whole ship is vibrating. It's vibrating so much that my bed that I'm sitting on right now feels like one of those beds in a motel that you would put a quarter in and it would shake. Well, that's how much my bed is shaking, and that is simply from the vibration of the ship's engines.
Even the electricity is different, like it would be in a foreign country. I had to buy special plugs so I wouldn't blow out my computer. The crew uses a metric system, and temperatures are measured in Celsius. Clocks run on 24-hour time. The common language on board is Russian. Only the captain is fluent in English. So I had many long conversations with the Acadian's master, Captain Yuri Musienko. His home is Odessa, Ukraine. He tells me he spends 4 months at a time at work, then has 2 months off with his wife and daughter.
You must miss each other a lot. How do you handle that?
It is very simple. Each time when I come home after my employment, we are like just married. So twice, we have the honeymoon twice a year. Yeah.
Meals aboard the Acadian are a wonderful culinary adventure. Rich homemade borscht, hearty stews, and a tasty drink called uzvar, made from stewed fruit. We all eat together in a common dining room. I spend much of my day on the bridge at the very top of the ship. This ship is 800 feet long, but the helmsman steers it with what looks like a tiny go-kart wheel. Along the way, weather slows us down, including thick fog. I've always heard that life at sea can be lonely. I really understood that when a young officer told me something unexpected. He said when he misses his girlfriend back home in Odessa, he stands at the very front of the ship and stares straight ahead. So, he says, I am only looking forward. When I left the Acadian in San Francisco, I was surprised to find I had tears in my eyes. At the beginning of my trip, I couldn't sleep because of the engine noise and the constant rattling. I jumped every time the ship rocked, and I had trouble finding my balance. In my hotel room on land, I couldn't sleep now because it was all too quiet, and I walked in zigzags on the sidewalk trying to leave my sea legs behind. Before I set foot on her red steel decks, the Acadian looked like just another ship to me. But now when I see a cargo carrier passing by, part of me wishes I was still on board. I'm Joanne Rideout.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. Special thanks to Katie Hicks for her help with this report.